T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A body was found Sunday morning, 700 block of Seneca in West Salina. Salina Deputy Police Chief Sean Morton says police dispatch received a call about a person who was possibly deceased in a car. Responding officers discovered a body in the back seat of a car parked in a driveway. Deputy Chief Morton says an investigation is underway. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky to start the work week, sunshine, warm and dry weather continues yet again today. Will likely be around 80 at noontime, 86 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low in the upper 50s near 60, and we may bump up a degree or so tomorrow, Tuesday's high, 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky and 56 degrees, no wind, it's calm. As Hurricane Irma timeline, as it struck Florida Sunday, ABC's senior national correspondent Matt Gutman in Naples felt its effects firsthand.
Hurricane Irma devouring Florida. The storm making its first U.S. landfall at Cudjoe Key in the lower Florida Keys at 9:10 a.m. Storm chasers clocking speeds at 117 miles per hour. The actual speed may have been higher. Just before 10 a.m., a 94-mile-per-hour wind gust in Miami. On the streets, more than 5 feet of storm surge swamping downtown Miami. The hurricane spawning at least 3 reported tornadoes, multiple homes damaged near Melbourne, Florida.
Mine's still standing. Mine's still standing, but there's a lot of water coming in.
The storm making its second landfall at 3:35 p.m. at Marco Island.
Just a few minutes ago, the storm downgraded now to a tropical storm. One person is dead following a rollover accident in northwest Kansas Sunday morning. Kansas Highway Patrol reports it happened about 3 miles north of Hayes. 24-year-old Kyle Colburn of Canton was driving at a high rate of speed, lost control of his vehicle. He went into a ditch where his vehicle rolled. Colburn was pronounced dead at the scene. Fake fingers are bringing some national attention to Johnson County Community College.
Healthcare students at the community college use plastic fingers that hold liquid to simulate drawing blood for glucose testing. The Kansas City Star reports it's the first product conceived, funded, developed, and marketed by the college. In recent months, the University of North Carolina and Texas Tech University have ordered some of the fingers. Dr. David Zamorowski, a medical advisor for the college's Healthcare Simulation Center, says the college hopes to continue to develop and market such products, much like practices at larger research universities. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
September is National Preparedness Month. The Internal Revenue Service is reminding people to take the time to make a copy of information you think you might need in a disaster. IRS spokesman Michael Devine.
Whether it's a storm, a fire, a flood, an earthquake, it really doesn't matter. If your home is destroyed and you have to start from scratch, well, how are you going to have all those documents that you need to go to the insurance company to ask for help from the government? And so it all comes down to being prepared.
Anything you think you would need to rebuild your life should be in hard copy or in electronic form somewhere that is separate from your residence. For more tips, go to irs.gov. Steve Bannon had harsh words for Republican leaders in one of his first interviews since departing his White House post as President Trump's chief strategist.
Decisions made in the immediate aftermath of President Trump's victory last November are shaping his administration to this day, says former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon.
You might call it the original sin of the administration. We embrace the establishment.
Bannon, who helped Mr. Trump refine his populist campaign platform, told CBS's 60 Minutes Republican leaders like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan do not support Mr. Trump.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That's a brutal fact we have to face.
He says he'll hold those who do not support Mr. Trump accountable. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The lightning rod debate over whether to keep memorials and monuments to Confederate soldiers has arrived at Cincinnati.
Leaders of a historic church in Cincinnati are weighing whether to keep a pair of Confederate memorials. One, a stained glass memorial of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, and the other, a plaque dedicated to Confederate General and Episcopal Bishop Leonidas Polk. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports Dean Gail Greenwald recently called for their removal during a sermon. The request has been submitted to the church's vestry, which will make the final decision. One of Lee's descendants had gifted the stained glass to the church, and Leonidas Polk was consecrated in the cathedral in 1838. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on Monday, September 11th, 2017. And time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward talking about the late Don Williams. Tell us about it, Steve.
Yeah, since we last convened on The Blur, we did have a music legend who has passed away, Country Music Hall of Famer Don Williams.
Nicknamed the Gentle Giant, Don Williams was known for his laid-back vocals and classic country stylings on huge hits including Tulsa Time, You're My Best Friend, and perhaps his biggest hit, 1981's I Believe in You. I believe in love. Williams started his musical career at the age of 3, winning a talent contest in his hometown of Portland, Texas. Before hitting it big, he worked in the oil fields and as a bill collector. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2010 and toured up until his retirement last year. He's survived by his wife, Joy, who he married in 1960, and their two sons. Don Williams was 78. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Oh, married since 1960.
Wow.
We did, of course, it's been a rather slow summer movie season.
Yes, yes.
And some movies have had trouble gaining traction. We did have one movie this weekend was huge. Everybody else kind of lagging behind, but one movie had a big weekend. We'll also take a look at some early Emmy winners and an Amazon cancellation.
Well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
It's a record-breaking opening for It. The big-screen adaptation of Stephen King's novel has earned an estimated $117 million domestically, setting records for biggest September opening, fall opening, and horror film opening. It's also the second biggest R-rated film opening after Deadpool.
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
The Reese Witherspoon romantic comedy Home Again opened in second with about $9 million. That's the fifth biggest earnings gap ever between first and second place films.
Do you mind if we listen to some music?
James Corden's Carpool Karaoke Primetime Special was among the early Emmy Creative Arts winners over the weekend. Shark Tank, RuPaul, Seth MacFarlane, Leah Remini, and writer-director Ava DuVernay's Netflix documentary 13th also among the winners.
You tell these beautiful stories. They're not all beautiful.
The story's over for Amazon's The Last Tycoon. They've canceled the Hollywood Golden Age period drama after one season. I'm Christopher Watson.
Now, the movie is called It.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's not.
Stephen King.
Is it a takeoff on the on Cousin It's? It was a member of what, the Addams Family, or was it the Munsters?
I believe not, the Addams Family.
Yeah. Remember Cousin It's?
Of course.
It was just a big ball of hair or something.
Just a, yeah, a little, just like 100% hair. And didn't Cousin It wear a little bowler?
I think so.
Yeah, a little
dirty. And then they had a hand that operated all by itself. What was that? That was
Thing.
That was Thing.
Yeah.
It's just a hand.
Just a hand that would come out of a box and assist you with whatever
around.
You needed to, yeah.
Wow, those were the days.
Well, that was a good show. The show made me laugh. Last night, the entertainment world was focused on Atlantic City, New Jersey, the annual Miss America pageant. Here's the announcement of the big winner last night on ABC.
Your new Miss America is Miss North Dakota, Tara Mund.
Miss North Dakota, the winner last
and
night.
The crowd went wild.
She seems like she's pretty sharp. She's a business major going to Brown University.
Ooh.
Ivy Leaguer.
Ivy League.
Good for her, yeah.
And
last night, of course, many folks were focusing on charity and critical causes as well at the Miss America pageant.
The Miss America competition urged viewers to help hurricane victims.
We want to help our brothers and sisters suffering the devastation of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma.
The ABC broadcast from Atlantic City sought donations to the Red Cross. Miss Florida even took part.
I'm thinking about everyone in Florida every single day, but I know that no matter what happens, we are strong and we can do it. We can get through anything together.
23-year-old Miss Dakota, Cara Mund, was crowned the night's winner. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Miss Dakota. It's Miss North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Yes.
Right. There's a difference.
Make sure there is a difference.
There's a North
yes.
Dakota. There's a South Dakota.
One of the new features last night at the Miss America pageant was the fact that there were two rounds of live questions thrown at the finalists there. One One round was a more lighthearted, attempt to just kind of bring out your personality, have a little fun. And then there was the second round of more serious questions. Here's Judge Jess Cagle posing one of them to Miss Texas.
Last month, a demonstration of neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and the KKK in Charlottesville, Virginia, turned violent and a counter-protester was killed. The president said there was shared blame with, quote, very fine people on both sides. Were there? Tell me yes or no and explain.
I think that the white supremacist issue, it was very obvious that it was a terrorist attack. And I think that President Donald Trump should have made a statement earlier addressing the fact and making sure all Americans feel safe in this country. That is the number one issue right now.
Ooh. Some of the serious questions that got posed to the candidates last night.
I don't know.
And
maybe a little too serious for Miss America,
well,
but that's
they,
all right.
They delved into, you know.
Do what they do.
Well, and that's, yeah. I mean, she's, whoever Miss America is has to face the press.
You know, she
all
may be hit by that. You're right.
Be getting those type of questions. Yeah. And needs to not freeze in front of the camera when those questions are posed to her. So. And, there, of course, in the talent competition is always fun when you get around to that. Here's a Miss Louisiana last night. She had not one, but two ventriloquist dummies performing with her as part of a yodeling routine.
Yeehaw! Wow, you guys, that was amazing. Now let's round this thing up and try something as a team. Yeah, let's auction. Okay, start with 85, got it? Yeah, here we go. $85, get it now. Give me 90, give me 90, 90, give me 90. Who'd have been a 90? Who'd have been a $90 bid? Yeehaw! $90, get it down. 95, give me 95. 95, I get 100. Who'd have been a $100? What did y'all just sell? I need to solve you.
Where was she when I was a young man looking for a wife?
Exactly.
A person who can he can yodel with two dummies.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
She had one on each hand.
She looked like Ted.
And she was yodeling.
Like Jad, you know.
That pretty much is like Jad every day. All right, there was Miss Louisiana.
And she didn't win.
She didn't win. No.
That was amazing.
Miss North Dakota is your new Miss America. Yeah. And finally, Steve, we flip back to, let's go back 50 years ago tonight.
All right.
On this date in 1967, people tuned in for the very first time to a show that CBS was trotting out called The Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, wow, really?
They gave a primetime show to a pretty funny lady, but obviously they could not have predicted that show would just have a huge comedic impact and draw massive ratings for a decade.
Yeah.
She was part of that, lineup that controlled Saturday nights on CBS for 10 years. She's cranking out classic television.
Yeah. Harvey Korman and Tim
Well, let's have a little retrospective on the Carol Burnett Show.
There you go.
Starlet, I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
Larry is coming over.
Who's Larry?
Larry's a guy she's been dating for over a month now. He's a medical student.
If you keep this up, you're going to be his first patient. Now, give me that.
Roger, we are going to set a good example.
Of what?
Of how happy two married people can be.
I want you to take it to leather here now.
I can't.
Why can't you?
No pencil.
Well, don't say I didn't warn myself. You're probably the dumbest person I ever met.
I could go get one.
That'd be a good idea.
You can do it now?
Yeah, why don't you? I'll just sit here and time you with the calendar.
There you go.
That's Tim Conway. He's the boss to Mrs. Higgins.
Yeah.
That was a hilarious bit.
Pretty funny bit.
Wow.
Yep. Good stuff from the Carol Burnett Show. Yep. All right, I'll give you a little trivia question here, Steve. Who was the first guest on the Carol Burnett Show 50 years ago on this night? Who was her one guest?
I wouldn't have a clue. Lucille Ball.
No?
No.
It was a male.
A male.
Jim Neighbors. Was her special guest on that very first show. Yeah, they did skits together.
Because he could do comedy.
Of course,
he could sing.
He could sing, so he could fill up a variety show.
Oh, yeah.
Great. There you go. The first ever Carol Burnett Show. It was 50 years ago on this night.
All right, 8:43. Now, that's the Blur, by the way, brought to you by
Pizza John's in Derby.
Hey, I ate there Sunday. Yep.
Yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Oh!
With my son and Reese, my grandson.
They couldn't have been. They're closed on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. It was somebody else. Anyway, never mind.
I think you're fine.
right. They weren't quite as good as Pizza John's.
Pizza John's in Derby, right there at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's!
844 with Steve.
I'm so confused.
Local company has plans to grow. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.